That's some funky music, Carol, did you think?
It's pretty funky. Funky town.
Speaking of funky, Vaughn Emery joins us right now, the CEO of Sentry Security. And Vaughn, what's the funkiest story we know about Internet of Things hacking, of a device connected to the Internet that gets hacked?
Well, hello. Thanks for having
me. Tell me a horror story.
Yeah, well, a couple of months ago, the Dyn attack is one that was front and center. It was the ability for hackers to take over video cameras, DVD players, and use those as targets to disrupt critical systems. So it affected some of the social media properties, some of the e-commerce sites. It was the beginning of, I think, more to come when it comes to the Internet of Things.
Was this more than hacking into a camera to see, you know, if I fed the dog that day, or you know, into my Nest camera at home, or what?
No, it was more about what can be done to disrupt critical infrastructure. So IoT is the source of the attack, not in this case the target of the attack.
So, okay, tell us about what you guys are doing and how that's kind of helping with security when it comes to IoT.
Well, Autonomy is building the IoT security platform of the future based on blockchain technology that allows us to identify devices through kind of a group consensus and establish trust and reputation so devices can't be taken over and they're really held accountable to the kind of thing they're supposed to be doing and not disrupting other things.
All right, so I'm going to make you back up a little bit. How does this use blockchain to do what you're describing? I thought blockchain was a way just to keep track of an accounting of the use of Bitcoin.
Well, it's not not synonymous with Bitcoin. It's the platform that powers Bitcoin and some of the other cryptocurrencies. What blockchain does at its core is it decentralizes the information, so it distributes it among many, and it creates a permanent record, or in the case of cybersecurity, the identity of devices. So we know, in fact, what a device is.
So when something comes in, so that means it can be, even with blockchain, still penetrate, you know, a hacker can still penetrate. You're going to know who it is, and you're going to be able to stop it. Is that how it works?
Well, we're going to know what the device is, yeah. And we're going to know how it behaves. And if it's behaving abnormally because it's been compromised by a hacker, the system can stop those devices from continuing.
Wait, I still don't get it. So I think of blockchain as like an endless Excel spreadsheet, right, where a little piece, a little packet of information contains the history of everything something has done, usually Bitcoin and moving money away. So your blockchain, what, records the history of everything? Again, I'll use the example of a Nest camera or a Logitech camera that's sitting in front of my computer right now. It records the history of every login?
We can begin by identifying your Nest camera as, in fact, yours. And many others can validate that it's yours. So now we start to establish identity of devices. Blockchain can do that in a novel way.
How?
Then as your once it's registered, or a registry is the network, every time it checks in, we validate its unique ID, much like our signature and our fingerprint. Devices can also have unique identity.
Does every device have a unique identity, and can somebody disguise that identity?
Well, computers of the past don't have unique identity. IoT devices of the future will, and with that unique identity, we can track the behavior of them. So we're looking at a revolutionary step in making sure that computers are known and trusted.
So essentially, every time, again, I'll go back to the example of the Logitech camera right on top of my computer right now, this thing logs into the Bloomberg network in San Francisco every single time I turn the computer on. If one day there's a different login, it'll say, hey, wait a minute, we've got a record that was established, that the device sort of established a pattern. We can see that it's different, and then it'll be alerted to this problem?
That's exactly it. And if a hacker compromises a device and masquerades it as that legitimate camera, and it tries to enter the system, we'll be able to detect that and recognize that it's, in fact, not what it's supposed to be, and it's trying to disrupt systems.
So, Vaughn, tell us about some of the folks that you're working with right now.
Well, so Autonomy is a spin-out of Sentry Technology. Sentry provides IoT data security, so we protect the data through its full lifecycle. Some of our partners include ARM and ARM semiconductor manufacturers. We're working closely with device manufacturers. Some of our go-to-market partners include Intel and Microsoft. So we're working with some really large companies trying to solve this problem.
It's a fascinating one. There are other companies that have tried to do this right from the semiconductor level, from the silicon level, where they're trying to create some sort of security that will be wired actually into the silicon of the chip itself. Is there a weakness in that approach?
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember the name. There's a publicly traded company. Gary Kovacs was the CEO, and I can't remember. It was escaping me. I'll come to it. But that seemed like a clever approach as well.
There's a lot of things that we're trying to do to kind of change the dynamics of cybersecurity. In that case, it's called trusted execution. So parts of the semiconductor have known software that's running, and it's trusted, and it has less probability of a hacker compromising it. What we do at Autonomy is we establish the unique identity of that device. So combined with other technologies, we can really get ahead of criminals.
It's a fascinating change. The company I was thinking about was AVG Technologies, which got acquired, I think, by Brocade. So much action in that sector because obviously it is the growth of these things by Qualcomm. It's interesting here.
Well, it certainly is. I've been in cybersecurity for most of my career, and I think we're not doing as good a job as we need to do. The Equifax was really kind of the reality check that we're not doing as much as we can and we should. IoT, the bar is higher, right? If IoT devices are compromised, they can put people's lives at risk, and we just need a new approach.
Yeah, well, interesting to see as people work through this, because IoT, it's here and going to be here even more so increasingly. Von Emery, President and Chief Executive Officer at Century Technology, joining us on the phone from Seattle.